Over 40 years, Lighthouse Central Florida has provided education, independent life skills, job training, and placement to thousands of Central Floridians who live with vision loss and their families. But it's not just people with sight impairment who benefit. The entire community is positively impacted through the productive contributions of skilled Lighthouse Central Florida graduates. Call Lighthouse Central Florida today, 407-898-2483. 407-898-2483.
Hey, listen up, Bond and Beyond Radio Nation. I want you to tune in right here, right now on the station of the nation. It's the Blind and Beyond Radio Show every Sunday from 7 to 9 Eastern Standard Time. Wake up! You already know what time it is. Let's make it do what it do. You know!
Positive Vision, Enjoying the Adventures and Advantages of Poor Eyesight by Ken Brandt, is a gloriously positive book that is fun to read, listen to, or give as a gift.
I love all the adventures.
It is full of fun stories and humor.
So positive and upbeat.
I love all the advantages.
Positive Vision, Enjoying the Adventures and Advantages of Poor Eyesight by Ken Brandt, has received great book reviews and is available at all major online sites that sell books, ebooks, or audiobooks.
Are you seeking a new career opportunity? Keystone Vocational Services is currently seeking to fill multiple positions. These individuals are responsible for handling mail and document processing in a secure government facility located in Boyers, Pennsylvania. $1,500 sign-on bonus available along with relocation, housing, and services assistance to those that qualify. Keystone offers a full range of services to employees, including access technology training, orientation and mobility training, vision rehabilitation, low vision clinic, life skills education and support groups, as well as all support services. Go to keystoneblind.org/jobs for more details on this rewarding opportunity.
For Lachi, winning means using her voice to bring hope to others with vision loss. She's not alone. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is committed to funding research to end blinding retinal diseases. The Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together, we're winning. Learn more at fightingblindness.org.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
There's been so many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know.
This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show with executive producer Lynn Golder. And now, Here's your host, Michael.
Welcome to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. This is your host, Michael. I hope I'm not yelling too loud to you tonight. I have a sore throat. And welcome to we call this the New Year's Eve show. So this is the last Sunday before January 1st. So folks, you listen to Blind and Beyond Radio Show. This is your host, Michael. We'd love to hear from you tonight. The phone number to call in is 407-894-1680. That's 407-894-1680. Before we get started, I'd like to introduce you to the players tonight, because we've got a lot of players tonight. Yes, we do. To my left, my beautiful co-host, my beautiful wife, the one, the only, Lynn Golder. Lynn, are you there?
I'm here. Welcome, everybody, and welcome to the final show of 2021, and we're so glad to be here with you and all of our co-hosts and Chris.
And in their individual homes, yes, we're doing it live from Orlando, Florida, but everybody's in their home as well as in the studio. So first, let me introduce my buddy. His name is Gary Sinclair, co-host. Gary, are you there?
I am here, and I want to wish everybody a happy early New Year's.
And let's introduce this one. She is the smart one, the one, the only beautiful one. Her name is co-host Sheila Young.
Good evening, everybody, and happy New Year.
Sheila Young. And my friend, the musician of us in the group, his name is David Hillebrand. David, are you there, co-host?
I am here.
The cat jumped
Happy
up.
Happy New Year.
Good evening, everyone. David, you scared the cat jumped up in there about 10 feet off the table.
I come with my own sound effects crew.
Oh, my God.
I woke up Michael, too.
You woke up me and you woke up the cat. The cat jumped 10 feet.
Hey, everybody, wake up.
You scared the cat. I couldn't believe it.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
And we have Mr. Reverend, our special guest host, Charles Brooks. Are you there, Charles?
Good evening, everyone, and Happy New Year. I am here.
Happy New Year, Charles.
Happy New Year, Charles. And in the studio, we have the one, the only producer, engineer, and in charge of all the mess-ups.
And a good friend.
He has a broom, and he always sweeps up all the mess-ups. Mr. What's his name? Chris Shaw. Chris Shaw, you there?
Well, you know, I do my best. I'll try to sweep it under the rug this time.
Good thinking. That's what I did.
The way to go out at the end of the year with a few mess-ups, right?
Right.
Yep. That's what a rug's for.
My headphones keep going in and out, so we're going to get it right.
Yeah, someday we'll get it right.
Okay.
Before we get started, I have a couple of things I want to talk about. Yeah. You know, this year, and I would like people to call in as well about this subject, because it's been on my mind this whole week thinking about it. We always talk about negative things. Well, guess what?
Huh?
I want to only talk about positive things, because people talk about this year, 2021. It's amazing that it's over already. I cannot believe 2022 is only a few days away. And I want to talk about positive things. So I want to hear people calling in and say something that happened to them that was positive, something that happened to them positive. But two things that happened this past year that really got me very sad. One, we lost a special person. We lost Charles Brooks' wife, Dawn Brooks. She passed away, and we miss her always. Dawn Brooks, she was a very sweetheart, and she was always a very positive thinker.
Loved the show.
And she loved the show. She listened to the show, and she was very close with her husband, Charles. Charles, from all of us, we say we're sorry And we always give you our condolences. We still give you a condolence, even though it's months have passed.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
And also, I personally lost my nephew this year. This man, his name was, well, he was, I'll just tell you his name. He was a very special man to me, a special man to his wife and everyone that knew him. His name is Art. It's A-R-T, Art Matrano. Art Matrano was probably the most positive person that I knew. Because most of the life that I knew him, basically he couldn't walk without a cane or later on in life a wheelchair. But he was always, always positive. I never heard him negative. He was always talking positive. And when we think about positive things, I always think about Art because he always thought positive. So if you can call in tonight and talk about something that happened to you this year that was positive, I'll give you a special gift. So anyone that calls in today and says something that happened to them that was special, it does not have to be special. Something that happened to positive. I don't want to hear anything negative.
Something ordinary
that you call was positive, happened to you. It was positive. A positive influence on your life that was positive.
Also, Michael, what about the rules for the trivia tonight?
Yeah. And tonight, as far as trivia, anyone who won the last 30 days can call in. This will be the last night to start next week. If we go back to the regular rules of 30 days. But the phone number to call in is 407-894-1680. I'm going to say it again nice and slow. 407-894-1680. So if you have something positive that you would like to say, or something happened to you that was positive, I'd love to hear from you. Again, this is Michael. Wishing you all a happy new year. What, Lynn?
I think we should go to break now and come back and talk to our first guest.
Okay, let's do that then. We're going to go to break early. We'll go to break. Well, it's early.
Well, I mean, if you want to take a minute or two, because I do have Carol on the phone line from Pine Ellis Park, Florida, who wants to get in on this conversation real quick.
Okay.
Right. Who's on the
phone? Her name is Carol. Carol from Pine Ellis, Florida. Did I get it right, Carol?
Pinellas.
Pinellas. It's all a pine and the Ellis put together, and it become Pinellas.
Pinellas.
The West Coast.
Is this Carol? Oh, Carol.
Yes. Hi, Carol.
Hi. Hi, Carol.
Hi, Carol.
Hi, Carol.
Hello.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, Carol.
Thank you. And the same to you. I was just checking in to see what you guys are up to.
We were just waiting for you to call.
Is this the first time you ever called the show?
I think I might have called a couple of years ago once. So it's been a long time.
Oh, wow.
It's been a long time.
Welcome back.
Welcome back, yes. Have you been listening?
No, I haven't. Sorry.
Oh, my goodness. How come you went away?
Don't know. I guess I don't think about it. But I got an email from Eugene reminding me, and so I'm here now.
Okay. Well, I thank
nice.
You.
Thank you, Eugene.
Thank you, Eugene, for telling you.
Well, did you call in for something? Tell us something positive.
I'd like to hear something positive.
Did you have a good year?
Did it happen to you good?
I had beautiful weather in Florida for Christmas, that's for sure.
That's true. That is
positive. Some people say there's no snow on the ground, so it can't be good.
No, it is good. We don't have to shovel.
Yes,
okay.
They said to me yesterday.
And it's good to have you back.
Thank you very much for coming back, and hope you keep on listening. And maybe you'll call in for trivia, win some prizes. And we're going to go to break. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Thanks,
Carol. Sorry for my voice, but I'm losing it. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Don't go away. We'll be right back with Blind and Beyond.
Bye.
Are you blind or visually impaired or have a loved one who is? Our friends at Lighthouse Central Florida offer educational and employment training that teach independence and empower Central Floridians of all ages beyond the restrictions of vision loss. Visit lighthousecfl.org or call 407-898-2483.
Foundation fighting blindness. Together we're fighting. Together we're winning.
We're driving the research to find the cures for blinding retinal diseases.
Foundation fighting blindness.
At Spectrum, we want all of our customers to have the features they need to get the most out of our services. That's why the Spectrum Access app is there for everyone that enjoys TV. The Spectrum Access app offers audio description to describe the action between the dialogue for hundreds of our on-demand movies and shows. Using the Spectrum Access app is easy. Open it, choose your favorite title, download its audio track, point your mobile device at your TV, and press the sync button. No matter where you enter the movie or show, the app syncs to your screen using the microphone on your device. You can get the Spectrum Access app on any platform. Plus, you don't have to be a Spectrum customer to use it. It's free for everyone, even non-Spectrum customers. Download to instantly enjoy. For additional accessibility support, contact SpectrumAccess at charter.com or visit spectrum.net/accessibility.
Showcase your commitment to the field of technology and the disability community by securing your participation as a sponsor or exhibitor at the 2022 CSUN Assistive Technology Conference. This is the perfect opportunity to interact with thousands in the community, to highlight advancements in technologies and products, promote services, or build brand recognition. The in-person conference will be held from March 14th through the 18th at the Anaheim Marriott in California. Join other industry leaders in support of an inclusive world for all people with disabilities by taking advantage of these opportunities while they are available. Learn more by visiting our website, csun.at/opportunities.
You are not your diagnosis. A medical chart is not your identity, and vision loss does not define you. Your drive shows who you are, and you are not alone, because we are driven too, to be a beacon of strength, a champion of courage, an advocate for hope. You are not alone because we are stronger together. We drive the research for the cures we're finding. We're fighting macular degeneration, retinitis pigmentosa, and the entire spectrum of blinding retinal diseases. We fund, we fight, we win. We are the Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together, we are fighting blindness. Join the fight at fightingblindness.org or call 1-800-BLINDNESS.
At Spectrum, we want all of our customers to have the features they need to get the most out of our services. That's why the Spectrum Access app is there for everyone that enjoys TV. The Spectrum Access app offers audio description to describe the action between the dialogue for hundreds of our on-demand movies and shows. Using the Spectrum Access app is easy. Open it, choose your favorite title, download its audio track, point your mobile device at your TV, and press the sync button. No matter where you enter the movie or show, the app syncs to your screen using the microphone on your device. You can get the Spectrum Access app on any platform. Plus, you don't have to be a Spectrum customer to use it. It's free for everyone, even non-Spectrum customers. Download to instantly enjoy. For additional accessibility support, contact SpectrumAccess at charter.com or visit spectrum.net/accessibility.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host, Michael. Hope you can hear me. Hope you can call in. The phone number to call in is 407-894-1680. 407
894-1680. If you're in the car and you're pushing those buttons in the car, changing it down, you happen to hear this radio show for the first time, then what is this radio show all about? Well, we say we're the bridge between the sighted community and the blind community. The show's here to entertain you, to educate you, to inform you, and so you can know, the sighted people can know about the blind, and the blind can know about the sighted folks. Hope you keep on listening. Keep on listening to the Blind and Beyond. If you'd like to call in, by the way, this radio show is all about people calling the show. So please call in, whether you're sighted or whether you're visually impaired or blind. Call in. The phone number is 407-894-1680.
Okay. Speaking of learning about the blind and visually impaired, well, this our next guest is really a fascinating individual, and we're going to learn about his trade. We'd like to introduce you and welcome Chad Allen. And Chad is a magician who happens to be blind, and he's also the author of Unseen, which is an audio comic. So welcome, Chad. We're so happy to have you.
Thanks, everybody, for having me. I appreciate it.
Especially on this busy week, holiday week. We appreciate you joining us.
Absolutely, and happy holidays to everybody.
Thank you. Same to you.
Same to you.
So as we told you off during the break, our whole crew is here, and everybody's anxious to talk to you and ask you questions. But I'll just start it off by just asking you to tell us a little bit about yourself and how you got into magic.
Sure. It's a bit of a long story. I'll be super fast. I was born and raised in Rhode Island. I was very fascinated with performing arts pretty much from, I think, day one of my life. My mother told me that one of the first things that I learned how to do by myself was flip a record over on the turntable. And we listened to Harry Chapin a lot in the house. So, storytelling and performing was, just very prevalent with him. Eventually I led down, a path into doing more fine art. I was a tap dancer as a child. I competed up and down the East Coast. I did art studios in Providence, Rhode Island for a number of years. I played Dungeons and Dragons a lot, which is also one of my favorite creative activities as a child and as a young adult. And eventually, when I became an adult, I moved my way to Denver, Colorado, and I got a job at a toy store that had a magic counter at it. The magic counter had no magician. And I said, look, if you'll keep me on for the rest of the year, and I learn these magic tricks, would you be interested in that? And they said, sure. And I ended up catching the bug of performing magic there, and it's been a part of my life ever since.
That sounds really good. I watch a magic show on Friday nights, I think it is. There's these two real good performers. And it's like a contest when you come on that they have to do their act and stump the two real good magicians. It's a pretty interesting show on Friday nights.
That's exactly the show that I was on. It's called Penn and Teller's.
Okay, you're the one I saw. I'm blind, but you're the one I saw, yes. You were on there just a couple weeks ago. What's your name?
No. A couple of years ago. Last year. So July of 2020. It was season 7, and the name of the episode was called Watermelon Surgery, which was not my trick, but that was the episode I was on.
Okay. Well, maybe you had to get another one, because there was another blind person on. I can't remember the name of the two magicians, though.
Penn and Teller.
Penn and Teller, that's it, exactly. Real good show. So anybody wants to see a magic show on Friday nights, it's pretty good, and at 8 o'clock. And
a wonderful show, for sure.
Chad, this is Dave. I understand while in Denver you did some magic shows for kids, and strangely enough, at the same time you also had a magic show that you were doing at a burlesque show. Could you fill us in on those items?
Absolutely.
Sounds pretty interesting.
Yeah, kid shows during the day, adult shows at night.
I'm with you.
Yeah.
I'm a guitar player. You have to do this kind of thing sometimes.
100%, wherever the opportunity lies. So yeah, I did a kids matinee on Saturday mornings. It was wonderful because I got to do my own show. It was an hour-long performance, and that ran for probably about a year and a half. It was really great. But at night, I would do the burlesque shows, and I was the variety entertainment between the tassels and the G-strings. I did a silent manipulation act, which I really, really enjoyed.
That was great.
Yeah.
So before we get into your writing, which sounds very interesting, as far as magic goes, of course, I know you're blind or nearly blind, but could you fill us in? I did hear that you had some way of doing a magic tricks that blind people could actually enjoy the trick. So that is an interesting concept to me.
Yeah, if you you can check out my YouTube video I performed for Tommy Edison, who is a blind person that has a YouTube show that talks all about different blindness-related stuff. And he was very skeptical about how he could appreciate magic because, you know, once it goes in the other hand or, you know, you lose contact with it as a blind person, the illusion is destroyed. So there has to be some sort of tactile or auditory sensation happening constantly in order for it to work. And he came out to Los Angeles, which is where I am now, and the world-famous Magic Castle, and me and a couple other performers did magic for him, and I made a rope pass through his neck. So he could feel the rope at the beginning, he could feel the rope on his neck, and he could also feel the rope pass through his body and have control of it the entire time. And everything was inspectable from beginning to end. It was pretty miraculous.
Yeah, that is pretty wild.
Yeah, I actually listened to that today, and I found it very interesting. Chad, this is Sheila. And as I said before you came on, you took part in an interview on one of our community calls for the American Council of the Blind, and it was with Writing Works Wonders. And you talked with Cheryl McNeil Fisher and Kathy King, who are wonderful interviewers and wonderful writers in their own rights. And you have written a very interesting, I don't know what you would entitle it, but it's called Unseen. And if anybody has any questions for Chad, please call 407-894-1680. So would you tell a little bit, I did listen, and if anybody wants to listen to it, they can go to unseencomic.com, and it's the first episode. But would you like to give a little bit of a synopsis of what you have written? Because I found it very interesting, actually.
Sure. I'll do a little bit of the background, if you don't mind. So as I mentioned, Dungeons & Dragons, you know, storytelling has always been fascinating, and really what magic is storytelling as well. So I had an idea for a story in 2016, all the political strife that's been going on in the world inspired me to write this story. And I was also a big fan of comic books as a child, but have not been able to access them for a long time. And when the Marvel Universe started to really pick up, and, you know, their movies were described with the descriptive video services, I found myself sitting in the movie theater and going, oh my goodness, I'm experiencing a comic book again. And it was such a joy that I was like, why can't I do this for everything? Because now I wanted to dive back into, you know, the mythology and the lore of the Marvel Universe. And so this is kind of where my idea for this story came from. It's about a blind assassin from Afghanistan. Her name is Afsana. And I wrote it, and I submitted it to a contest, and I won. And when I won, I got a little write-up in Vice Magazine in 2017, I believe. And from there, pretty much nothing happened with the story. I thought, you know, I was just going to move on with mostly focusing on my magic career. But in 2019, the Exploratorium Museum up in San Francisco contacted me, and they said that they were doing an exhibit on identity, and they wanted my story in their museum, and I was blown away by the opportunity. So that's where the produced version of Unseen came from that you listened to on unseencomic.com. And ever since then, I have been exploring other commercial opportunities for the story. We'll see where it goes from there.
And I will tell you that as a screen reader user, there is no link on the website. There is no link by Unseen. So I just kind of took a chance and entered on it, and that started the episode. So you might want your webmaster to go in there and make sure there's a link for screen reader users.
Yeah, the link is called Issue 1.
Yeah, and it didn't come up on today. So,
okay.
You know, yeah, but I did find it, and I did listen to the whole thing. So it was really, I kind of went, oh, man, is that it? It's over?
Oh, no. Did you listen? You must have listened to the teaser, because the teaser's 30 seconds.
No, this was 20-something minutes, 28 minutes or something.
Okay, great. So, yeah, that's Issue 1.
It was. You already got her wanting more.
Yeah, I already want to read. I want to listen to the next episode.
Does anybody else have any questions? Charles or Gary?
If anybody has any questions, now's the time to call in. Right. 407-894-1680.
Dad, this is Gary again. And I wanted to say that must have been a rerun, because I do remember you doing a watermelon thing. Fortunately, I have somebody here that was explaining it to me, but yeah, it was a watermelon, so it must have been a rerun. But
that's a good one to rerun.
Yeah, what's Panatella like? They're pretty nice guys, huh?
Charles, do you have any questions?
Yes, I would like, Chad, to ask you, how are you limited by what you can do as far as tricks are concerned?
Well, I have light perception, but I would call what I, my vision, what I have is no usable vision whatsoever. So everything is focused on tactile and auditory means. I would say my greatest obstacle is accessing magic books in an accessible format. Unfortunately, there are so many magic books that are not readily available, either through Bookshare or something along those lines. You know, usually what happens with a lot of these things is, you know, you get a lot of information that's accessible to you about a particular subject on an introductory level. But once you get into a more intermediate or advanced level, those books become inaccessible to us. So if there was a limitation, my greatest limitation is that, is I want more access to more magic books.
Chad, I've got a quick question for you, if I may.
Very quick, David, very quick.
Yeah. When you're doing your magic act before sighted people, do you tell them initially that you're blind, or do they find out themselves throughout your show?
It's a very interesting question. It's something that I've been working on years to develop. I wanted to reveal my blindness during the show, and that's exactly what I do.
Okay, very good.
Terrific.
Well, Chad, I have to wrap it up, and I'll tell you something.
This is
Michael. We'd like to have you back. So sometime you can plan and talk to Lynn, and we'd like to have you come back again soon. Because I'm sure our listeners would love to hear more about you.
Maybe do a magic trick or something on the air. Or, I don't
know. Yeah, we can.
I'm going to listen to you to the science fiction thing for sure. That sounds cool.
Please.
Why don't you give out your website to the audience, Chad, before we go?
Sure. So my magic stuff is based on my chadallenmagic.com website. That's chadallenmagic.com. And then all my accessible comic book material is through the unseencomic.com website, which is unseencomic.com.
Okay, well, thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Chad.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We're going to
hurry up. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, buddy.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
We'll be in touch.
Finish up on those deals so we can get more comments.
Don't go away. We'll be right back. You listen to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
This is Charles. We did a show out at the museum in Winter Park. There was the cutest little girl, I'm told, totally blind, 6 years old. Lighthouse of Central Florida can help your blind babies, can help your blind children. They have mentors on staff to work with your children, your babies, your teens, your young adults. They teach them how to interact with others, how to play. They teach them financial abilities. They teach them and prepare them for college. They teach your young adults and prepare them for jobs in the future. So Lighthouse Central Florida is the place to go for all of your needs, as babies, children, young adults, and even senior citizens can find help, assistance, guidance, and education. Call the Lighthouse at phone number 407-898-2483. Call 407-898-2483.
Are you seeking a new career opportunity? Keystone Vocational Services is currently seeking to fill multiple positions. These individuals are responsible for handling mail and document processing in a secure government facility located in Boyers, Pennsylvania. $1,500 sign-on bonus available, along with relocation, housing, and services assistance for those that qualify. Keystone offers a full range of services to employees, including access technology training, orientation and mobility training, vision rehabilitation, low vision clinic, life skills education and support groups, as well as all support services. Go to KeystoneBlind.org/jobs for more details on this rewarding opportunity.
At Spectrum, we want all of our customers to have the features they need to get the most out of our services. That's why the Spectrum Access app is there for everyone that enjoys TV. The Spectrum Access app offers audio description to describe the action between the dialogue for hundreds of our on-demand movies and shows. Using the Spectrum Access app is easy. Open it, choose your favorite title, download its audio track, point your mobile device at your TV, and press the sync button. No matter where you enter the movie or show, the app syncs to your screen using the microphone on your device. You can get the Spectrum Access app on any platform. Plus, you don't have to be a Spectrum customer to use it. It's free for everyone, even non-Spectrum customers. Download to instantly enjoy. For additional accessibility support, contact spectrumaccess@charter.com or visit spectrum.net/accessibility.
The Foundation Fighting Blindness is committed to finding treatments and cures for blinding diseases.
The 37th Annual CSUN Assistive Technology Conference, hosted by the California State University North Ridges Center on Disabilities, will be back in person in 2022. Join us at the Premier Forum on Technology and Persons with Disabilities, March 14th through the 18th at the Anaheim Marriott in California. Don't miss out on the ultimate community experience with numerous educational sessions, special featured presentations, interactive pre-conference workshops, and more. Our large exhibit hall, open March 16th through the 18th, is free to the public and filled with companies offering products and services designed to promote inclusion for people with disabilities. For more information and registration details, visit our website at csun.at/conference.
Are you interested in becoming a customer care professional in a commercial contact center setting? Our friends at Lighthouse Works are currently hiring call center agents. You could be eligible for full benefits and paid training. Find out more at lighthouseworks.org/careers.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
Welcome back. Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. And this is your host, Michael. Hope you can hear me. My voice is going out. Listen, folks, this is the last show of 2021. I can't believe it. It's over in a few days, next Saturday, January 1st. I want to hear something positive. If you can call in and say something that you did or something that happened to you that was positive, we'll give you a nice gift. Chris, just for calling in.
Pardon me.
Anybody call in? I want to hear something positive. Yeah. The phone number to call in is 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. Hope I said it nice and slow. And by the way, don't forget to look us up on the web. Our webpage is blindandbeyondradioshow.org. Don't forget the and, A-N-D, blindandbeyondradioshow.org.
We have our caller back.
I think we have a caller. I think we have a caller calling in.
I don't know if he's still there.
Chris, is Peter on the line?
You already said it. He right on time at that. Peter, how you doing, Peter?
Doing well. How's everybody doing?
Welcome, hey, Peter.
Happy New Year, Peter.
Happy New Year, Peter. And a belated Merry Christmas. That was yesterday.
And a belated Merry Christmas.
Peter, you there?
Yes. Me and Nikita.
Happy. I was going to say happy birthday. Merry Christmas, Nikita.
Merry
Christmas. Hey, Sheila, say hello to Peter and his wife, Nikita.
How's it going there, Peter? How you doing today?
Hey, Peter. It's nice to hear your voice.
It's great to hear
Nikita.
I
want to hear his wife.
Yeah, I heard her. How's Leonardo?
Well,
I want to hear Leonardo.
Yeah, we want to hear Leonardo. He's doing well. But that's our positive thing. We had a whole human join us this year.
That's right.
That's right. That's right.
It's a pretty big deal there.
Can't get more positive than that.
Hi, baby Leonardo.
Hello.
Tickle him.
You know how my great granddaughter knows me? All I have to say is, hello, hello. And she knows my voice.
Maybe we'll tickle his feet, make him say hello.
Yeah, tickle him.
And we also...
He may not be quite in the mood.
In regards to positivity, we would just like to say thank you all for all the support and love you've shown us over the last few months and through my pregnancy. We really appreciate your kindness and generosity.
I love your voice.
Love you. Yeah.
I love your voice. I love your voice.
Our
is
pleasure.
So gentle and sweet. Oh, my God. It's so nice.
Yeah.
Peter, is that the way she talks all the
she's
time?
A, she's even a keeper,
yelling at
Michael.
You?
She's a keeper.
That she's a keeper.
She's a keeper. She doesn't yell at you? She yells at you with that voice, too? Wow. My wife is very nice until she starts yelling at me. Then she yells.
I don't know. I don't know if I agree with that. Lynn's got a pretty sing-songy, beautiful voice.
I agree.
She's, you know, I'll have to record it sometime when she's screaming and yelling at me.
So what's it like out there, guys? Is it snowing? Is it snowing there?
Possible. No, unfortunately not. And I'm not a big snow guy, but I'll tell you, the mountains really need it.
Need the water. The water.
Yeah. Yeah, it's been very, very dry winter. Very warm and dry winter.
Did you have a nice holiday?
We had a lovely
Nikita?
Holiday.
It was so amazing. Like, just giving and receiving and all the gifts that I got for Leonardo. It was just everyone showing their support for our family. It was beautiful.
And thank you for the wonderful Christmas gift. That was very
welcome. You're quite welcome.
We hope you find something really nice at that store. What a nice store that is.
Leave it to Linda to find out. It's only 7 miles away from your house.
11. It's called Rio Baby, and the owner was so nice. Yeah.
So that's from all of us.
Yeah, they seem like a very nice place.
Good. Well, thank you for calling.
And thanks for calling in.
Maybe next time Leonardo will talk to us on the air.
Happy New Year, buddy.
That's right. That's right. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Love you guys.
Bye-bye. Love you. Take care.
Love you.
Thanks for going in.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
See, now he had a positive thing to say.
He did.
His positive was his baby boy was being born.
Absolutely.
So if you have something positive, I'd like to hear from you. Call in if there's something positive to say. 407-894-1680. You want to go Sheila's trivia?
Yeah.
Sheila, you're up with your trivia.
Okay, everybody, this is one of my favorite songs. I don't need to know the title, but the second you hear it, I'm sure you will tell us who is singing this song. 407-894-1680.
Sheila, while we're waiting for... Oh, sorry. Never mind.
You interrupted.
Hi, Jeff, you guys.
It's the only thing that bears just... Too little of what the world needs now is love, sweet love. No, not just for some, but for everyone. Lord, we don't need another mountain. There are mountains and hillsides enough to climb. There are oceans and rivers enough to cross, enough to last till the end of time. What the world needs now is love, sweet love.
So who's singing the song? Who is singing the song? 407-894-1680. Who is singing that song?
I like that song, too. It's a great song.
I do. I've always loved that song.
Sheila?
Yes, sir?
Do you have anything positive that happened to you this year? Anything positive?
I've had a lot of positive things. My most positive thing is I have been very healthy and haven't had any physical issues the entire year of 21. And I am so looking forward to everybody being able to get back to the new normal, as I think a lot of us have tried to, but I am very fortunate that none of my family is ill, has been ill, and we are all healthy and doing well. So
you can't ask for more than that.
No, ma'am, you cannot.
Chris?
Chris Shaw?
He's got to be answering the phone.
Yeah,
he's got to be on the phone.
Yeah, he's probably answering them.
He's juggling.
But that's
I can
really true,
picture him now.
Knock on wood, everybody's healthy. Our immediate circle.
No, it's not. I shouldn't say that.
Well, almost everybody.
Our grandchildren, three of our grandchildren have COVID-19.
About the show, Michael.
Plus the baby.
I'm talking about the show.
Oh, show, yeah.
I got something positive for Lynn, Michael.
Yeah, what?
I got something for Lynn that... By the end of the show, you won't be able to talk, and she won't have to hear you the rest of the night.
Well, I guess there's always different ways of looking at things, isn't there?
Yep.
That's all I can say about that.
Yes.
Hey, I can say something positive. Is during the holidays this year... It's you know, it's great to be able to get back together with family and, you know, hug people and not really think about it, you know. I've gotten my booster shots and all this stuff. I feel like I can get together with friends and whatnot a little easier now. And that's a big thing, you know, especially after so long. So I'm feeling pretty good about that aspect of it.
Great, terrific.
Well, listen, let's go to the phone line. I got two callers calling in on the phone line. Our good friend Terry from Connecticut and our good friend Anthony from West Palm Beach. Did I say it right? West Palm Beach. You heard the
West Palm.
The S and the T on the palm.
Who's first? Who's first?
Let's go see. Let's talk to Connecticut, Terry.
Hey.
Hello, Terry.
Hi, Terry. How's it going, everybody?
Happy New Year.
Thank you. Happy New Year.
Hey, I know that voice.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, Terry.
Thank you. Sound like Dave DeBray back there.
Yeah, it's true. I'm here.
Yeah.
Good to hear you, man.
How's everything going?
Excellent. Good to hear your voice. How's the holidays treating you?
Oh, they treated well. You know, I slept all day yesterday, so that was good. I needed some rest.
Right. There's nothing wrong with that, man.
Sometimes I seem like I'm the only one that doesn't ever sleep. You know, but yeah. But everything is good. Everything went well.
So, Terry, do you know who's singing that song?
Good. How are you, Lynn?
No, this is Sheila.
Sheila.
Do you know who's singing that song?
Well, yes, I think that was Dionne Warwick's voice. That's one of
you are correct.
Ding, 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 ding. You are so correct.
Oh, Michael, how are you?
He won himself a $10 gift card from Subway.
$10. Wait a minute.
$10 gift card from Subway coming your way.
That's really? I ever heard
so you want to ask what happened to the other ones?
What happened
I'm
to the
just trying to
one?
Get my wife on the air for the longest. She's just kind of shy. She won't do it.
Oh, man.
We don't bite.
Hardly ever.
They say they don't bite. You want to say hello?
Hello.
She just
hello.
Laughed.
Happy New Year.
Okay, here.
Happy Merry New Year. Christmas.
Hello.
Merry Christmas.
Hi, couldn't hear you.
Hi, what's your name?
It's Julie.
Julie.
Oh, okay, cool.
Nice to meet you, Julie.
Nice to meet you. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. See, we don't bite. Is it good to talk on the radio? Say hello.
You on the radio, you know.
Julie, I have one question for you. Julie, I have one question for you. When you yell at your husband, do you talk soft or you yell at him?
What's the question?
Ask it, Michael.
I said, Julie, when you try to yell at your husband, which voice tone do you use? The quiet voice, like you're talking now, or do you yell at him?
Oh, I don't talk any.
My wife yells.
He's very angry.
You talk soft or you boisterous?
She's shaking. She says,
Julie doesn't get mad.
Oh, boy.
I'm not talking about bad words. I'm just talking about your name is Julie. You're Julie.
You're Julie. Your name? Real name is Julie.
Your name is.
But we just call it Julie for short.
That's pretty good.
My granddaughter's named Juliet.
Juliet?
Close to it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's my granddaughter's name.
Yeah, Romeo and Juliet, huh?
Thank you for calling in.
Yeah.
And you're keep welcome. Nice and warm in Connecticut.
Thank you.
Hey, you got another excellent gift card, and it was nice to meet your wife too.
Yeah.
Yes.
Enjoy
she said, it. Thank you. You guys have a happy New Year. Enjoy the upcoming
New Year.
You too.
Thank you.
And Julie said, well. God bless you all, and I wish you blessings and good success, and also good health, of course.
Thank you so much.
And you too. Much success for 2022.
Healthy and happy next year. Yes, in 2022.
Yes.
Is somebody on the line? Anthony?
No, he hung up.
Oh, Anthony hung up. I wouldn't like to talk to him.
Do you have anything positive to say from this past year?
Well, yeah. You know, the most positivity that I've had all year long was the opportunity of coming in here, opening up these phone lines just so we can go in and have a good time being on the airwaves. I hear you don't, if you only knew. Of the comments that I get, you guys are crazy, but I love it, and I got to keep listening to the show every week. I get those comments all the time. So positively, every week that I get a chance to come in here, open up these microphones and turn on these microphones for you and everybody on the phone line, man, it's just my awesome time of the year, and I appreciate it. And thank you for allowing me to be a part of the family as well.
Well, we wouldn't thank be you. Here without you, sir.
That's right. We wouldn't have a show without you.
I would love to hear some of those comments.
Yeah, I
get it. We don't mind allowing you to do that, Chris.
I get them every week. They say, you guys are hilarious. What you guys be doing? Like, what do y'all come up with the stuff? I say, hey, it just happened.
So what kind of medication are those guys on, for goodness sakes?
Talk radio. Talk variety show.
Well, definitely there is no script.
Oh, that's for sure.
Yeah, that's right. We lost the script. The script was burned
7 years ago.
And don't forget, we're supposed to be boring. We're supposed to be a boring show.
Right.
Listen, folks, if you have anything positive to say, now is the time to call in. We'd love to. The phone lines are wide open. They're wide open. They're waiting for you to call in, yep. And you can talk nice and say, hello. And where are you calling from? That's all.
And you know, Michael, I had something really positive happen to me yesterday. I get a bunch of T-shirts from my son for Christmas and all. And I was cleaning up my old drawers, and I was going down through T-shirts, and the last one I pulled out was Blind Matters radio show from 12 years ago. 12 years
ago.
Wow, did you brush the...
How'd you know that? How'd you know that was Blind Matters?
I asked Gary. Gary Lizard now.
Okay, oh. Right.
Yeah.
And it's a heavier cotton, probably, than the shirts you got.
Yeah, it's a heavier shirt. Yes, it is. But it still brought back memories.
T-shirts around.
Yeah. All right, so... Well, we do have a caller on the phone line. She was having a good day until the end of the game just happened at the end of the fourth quarter and the clock went 0-0. I wasn't going to say anything about it, but, you know, she brought it to my attention again. And I appreciate Sherry so much. Thank you, Sherry, from Orlando. And it was just a good game.
You're welcome. I'm not going to talk about negative things like the Bears winning over the Seahawks 25-24. That's very negative, so I'm not going to talk about that. But hi, everybody.
Positive.
How are you doing? Here, listen with this. How's everybody?
Good to hear you, Sherry.
Great.
Oh, Sherry.
Happy New Year,
Sherry.
Everyone.
Happy New Year, Sherry.
Thank you, Tom.
You got through Christmas okay?
David. Yeah, it was good. It was good. Okay, so my positive things for the year. I'm with Sheila. I stayed healthy. I got all my vaccinations, including the booster, and that was great. So that was one thing. So because of that, I got to travel some, and I went to see my friend Mark, who lives in Maine, and I visited with him. And then I also got to go to our NFB of Florida State Convention and see people I haven't seen for over 2 years. And we actually, some of us actually hugged, and it was so great. And the other thing I want to especially thank Sheila for is the ACB community calls, because especially the first part of this year and the last part of last year, I really participated in some of the groups, and I really feel like I have made some good friends from those calls. So it's so cool, and they just keep them going, which I find amazing. So those are my positive. It's been a much better year than 2020 was. So we just have to keep going forward.
Right.
Well, happy New Year, Sherry.
Happy New Year, Sherry.
Sherry, good to hear your voice.
Thank you, Dave. Take care, everyone.
You have a good one.
Bye.
You too.
All right,
bye-bye.
Chris, we're going to go to top of the hour.
Computer.
Don't go away. We'll be right back to listen to the Blind Beyond Radio Show. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Yeah.